Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and thank you for attending this presentation. So the title is Mobian to Stable and Beyond, because right now we've been only doing some development release. But first, what is Mobian? You could think of it as a Debian derivative, or in Debian language, a blend, which is targeting mobile devices such as smartphones and tablets. We provide a separate package repository, but it's not a standalone distribution, right? And we have some ready-to-use disk images, which are built for several devices, and more on that later. But Mobian is actually a very, very small overlay. In our whole package repository, we have 44 source packages, compared to 35,000 and more on Debian itself. So it's really some tiny bits. And actually, we have planned to drop some of those packages. And my hope is that basically 1 year from now, we will be down to something like 15 or maybe 20 packages at most, because we have some transitional packages. And actually, the most difficult to get rid of will be device support packages, where we have downstream patched kernels and stuff like that. But in the end, Mobian isn't supposed to be a long-term project. It's really supposed to be merged into Debian itself and just improve the overall Debian ecosystem, rather than being a standalone project aimed solely at mobile users. The question we have been seeing a lot lately over the past few months is basically, where can I find the latest Mobian stable image? You can't, because it doesn't exist yet. We target Debian testing, which is a moving target. You could think of it as a kind of rolling release distribution. And the Debian testing distro is frozen every once in a while. It's about once every 2 years. And then moved on to Debian stable. The later stable release from Debian was Bullseye, which was released a bit less than 2 years ago. And back then, we definitely weren't ready for prime time. For example, we had version 0.6.8.2, while we now up to version 0.24 for the compositor and shell sides. And there's been a lot of progress over the past 2 years. Back when Bullseye was released, we didn't have stuff like EG25 Manager, which is basically a piece of software handling the PinePhone and PinePhone Pro modem, configuring it properly to work as we expect. We didn't have MMS. We have very few adaptive applications, because LibAdwaita at the time was not even existing. We had LibHandy, but no GTK4 and no LibAdwaita. And so in the end, we decided against releasing a stable Mobian version for Bullseye. And the ecosystem was only starting to ramp up. There were still lots of issues and bugs and instabilities, and really a low count of actually usable mobile applications. So what does going stable mean for Mobian? If you look back at the Bookworm development cycle, which is basically the past 2 years, we've seen some great progress, both in the overall mobile ecosystem and in Debian itself. The ecosystem is really, really richer than it was before, and it's still growing, and more people are creating or modifying applications so they can run just fine on our tiny displays here. Graphical environments are more usable and way more stable than they used to be. I mean, if you've been using Phosh like 2 years ago, it was all tapping buttons and trying to get the things right. Last year, we had the swipes, which was a huge usability improvement. And overall, lots of bugs were fixed, so it can run smoothly on many devices. And that's just awesome. And we even uploaded a lot of packages we were hosting downstream to Debian itself. And that even includes some Mobian-specific package, such as the splash screen theme, the installer settings, the repository keyring also. So we have the GPG keys for Mobian also in Debian now. So if there's another mishap, it happened last year, we let the GPG key expire and user was stuck and had to download those manually. Now they'll be able to just update the keys from upstream Debian and still have access to the Mobian repo. We had also fixed some early mistakes and some optimal choices regarding how we name packages, how we organize those, and how we decided to ship all the device support tweaks. For example, we used to have for each device one tweaks package, one support package, which was just a meta package pulling in all the dependencies. Right now, for Qualcomm devices, we have two packages which are in Debian itself. Those are QCOM fun utils, which contains all the tweaks which are common to every Qualcomm supported device. And we have Droidjuicer as well, which I'll tell a bit more in a minute. And in the end, now seems a good time to finally go stable. So what will it look like? We'll have support for the devices we already support, basically. So those are the Linux first forms, PinePhone, PinePhone Pro, and the Librem 5. We also have some Qualcomm-based devices, mostly SDM845, thanks to the awesome work the community has done on this kernel. And of course, we also ship some x86 images with or without non-free firmware, depending on what you want. And it runs just fine, for example, on the Microsoft Surface Pro and Surface Go tablets. This is really awesome. We'll also ship two flavors of Mobian, one with FOSH and the other one with SXMO. We would have loved to ship a Plasma Mobile flavor as well, but this won't make it. I'm pleased to announce that Plasma Mobile is finally in Debian itself, but we only have the basics, which are the calls, contact book, SMS application, and settings application, and of course the Plasma Mobile shell. But that's not enough to ship a stable image based on Plasma Mobile, so we'll keep that one and start releasing it for the TrueXe development cycle, which is the next Debian testing. And of course, we'll ship an LTS kernel and we'll commit to keep it up to date with security updates and try to update it as often as possible for all the supported devices. We also going to ship some kind of semi-universal images. One thing we'd like to achieve with Mobian is that you could just ship one image and flash it on any supported device, and the kernel would support the device. All the small config tweaks needed for this device would be applied automatically. The firmware could be extracted and so on. And we didn't quite get there yet, but we're getting closer. For example, on the SDM845 devices, those are Android-based devices and they need some proprietary firmware blobs to just work. The thing is, this firmware is shipped by the phone manufacturer. There's no clear license allowing you to redistribute it, so we just can't package those into Debian and call it a day. This is where I came from. I came with Droidjuicer. The thing is, this is a small runtime program. It runs on boot. It mounts the Android vendor partitions, fetches the firmware from there, and copies it into the